page 397. And then with great pain Sir Lavaine helped him upon his horse, and then they rode a great wallop together, and ever Sir Launcelot bled that it ran down to the earth. And so by fortune they came to that hermitage, the which was under a wood, and a great cliff on the other side, and a fair water running under it. And then Sir Lavaine beat on the gate with the butt of his spear, and cried fast, "Let in, for Jesus' sake." And there came a fair child to them, and asked them what they would. "Fair son," said Sir Lavaine, "go and pray thy lord, the hermit, for God's sake to let in here a knight that is full sore wounded. And this day tell thy lord I saw him do more deeds of arms than ever I heard say that any man did." So the child went in lightly, and then he brought the hermit, the which was a passing good man. When Sir Lavaine saw him, he prayed him for God's sake of succor. "What knight is he?" said the hermit. "Is he of the house of King Arthur, or not?" "I wot not," said Sir Lavaine, "what is he, nor what is his name. But well I wot I saw him do marvellously this day, as of deeds of arms." "On whose party was he?" said the hermit. "Sir," said Sir Lavaine, "he was this day against King Arthur, and there he won the prize of all the knights of the Round Table." "I have seen the day," said the hermit. "I would have loved him the worse, because he was against my lord King Arthur. For some time I was one of the fellowship of the Round Table, but I thank God now I am otherwise disposed. But where is he? Let me see him." Then Sir Lavaine brought the hermit to him. Page 398. Chapter 13. How Launcelot was brought to a hermit for to be healed of his wound, and of other matters. And when the hermit beheld him, as he sat leaning upon his saddle bow, ever bleeding piteously, and ever the knight hermit thought that he should know him, but he could not bring him to knowledge, because he was so pale for bleeding. "What knight are ye?" said the hermit, "and where were ye born?" "My fair lord," said Sir Launcelot, "I am a stranger and a knight adventurous, that laboureth throughout many realms for to win worship." Then the hermit advised him better, and saw by a wound on his cheek that he was Sir Launcelot. "Alas," said the hermit, "mine own lord, why lain you your name from me? Forsooth, I ought to know you of right, for ye are the noblest knight of the world, for well I know you for Sir Launcelot." The word lane, spelled L-A-Y-N-E, means conceal. Text. "Sir," said he, "sith ye know me, help me, and ye may for God's sake, for I would be out of this pain at once, other to death or to life." "Have ye no doubt," said the hermit, "ye shall live and fare right well." And so the hermit called to him two of his servants, and so he and his servants bare him into the hermitage, and lightly unarmed him and laid him in his bed. And then anon the hermit staunched his blood, and made him to drink good wine, so that Sir Launcelot was well refreshed and knew himself. For in these days it was not the guise of hermits as is nowadays, for there were none hermits in those days, but that they had been men of worship and of prowess, and those hermits held great household, and refreshed people that were in distress. Now turn we unto King Arthur, and leave we Sir Launcelot in the hermitage. So when the kings were coming together on both parties, and the great feast should be holden, King Arthur asked the king of Northgales and their fellowship, where was that knight that bare the red sleeve? Page 399. Bring him afore me, that he may have his laud and honour and the prize, as it is right. Then spake Sir Galahaut, the Haut Prince, and the king with 100 knights, we suppose that knight is mischieved, and that he is never likely to see you or none of us at all, and that is the greatest pity that ever we wist of any knight. Alas, said Arthur, how may this be? Is he so hurt? What is his name? Said King Arthur. Truly, said they all, we know not his name, nor from whence he came, nor whither he would. Alas, said the king, these be to me the worst tidings that came to me this 7 year, for I would not for all the lands I wield to know and wit it were so that that noble knight were slain. Know ye him? Said they all. As for that, said Arthur, whether I know him or know him not, ye shall not know for me what man he is, but Almighty Jesu send me good tidings of him. And so said they all. By my head, said Sir Gawain, if it so be that the good knight be so sore hurt, it is great damage and pity to all this land, for he is one of the noblest knights that ever I saw in a field handle a spear or a sword. And if he may be found, I shall find him, for I am sure he is not far from this town. Bear you well, said King Arthur, and ye may find him, unless that he be in such a plight that he may not wield himself. Jesu defend, said Sir Gawain, but wit I shall what he is, and I may find him. Right so Sir Gawain took a squire with him upon hackneys, and rode all about Camelot within 6 or 7 mile, but so he came again, and could hear no word of him. Then within 2 days King Arthur and all the fellowship returned unto London again. Page 400. And so as they rode by the way, it happed Sir Gawain at Astolat to lodge with Sir Bernard, thereas was Sir Launcelot lodged. And so as Sir Gawain was in his chamber to repose him, Sir Bernard, the old baron, came unto him and his daughter Elaine, to cheer him and to ask him what tidings, and who did best at that tournament of Winchester. So God me help, said Sir Gawain, there were 2 knights that bare 2 white shields, but the one of them bare a red sleeve upon his head, and certainly he was one of the best knights that ever I saw joust in field. For I dare say, said Sir Gawain, that 1 knight with the red sleeve smote down 40 knights of the Table Round, and his fellow did right well and worshipfully. Now blessed be God, said the fair maiden of Astolat, that that knight sped so well, for he is the man in the world that I first loved, and truly he shall be last that ever I shall love. Now, fair maid, said Sir Gawain, is that good knight your love? Certainly, sir, said she, wit ye well he is my love. Then know ye his name? Said Sir Gawain. Nay, truly, said the damosel, I know not his name nor from whence he cometh, but to say that I love him, I promise you and God that I love him. How had ye knowledge of him first? Said Sir Gawain. Chapter 14. How Sir Gawain was lodged with the Lord of Astolat, and there had knowledge that it was Sir Launcelot that bare the red sleeve. Then she told him, as ye have heard tofore, and how her father betook him her brother to do him service, and how her father lent him her brother's Sir Tirre's shield. And here with me he left his own shield. For what cause did he so? Said Sir Gawain. Page 401. For this cause, said the damosel, for his shield was too well known among many noble knights. Ah, fair damosel, said Sir Gawain, please that you let me have a sight of that shield. Sir, said she, it is in my chamber, covered with a case, and if ye will come with me, ye shall see it. Not so, said Sir Bernard to his daughter, let send for it. So when the shield was coming, Sir Gawain took off the case, and when he beheld that shield, he knew anon that it was Sir Launcelot's shield, and his own arms. Ah, Jesu mercy, said Sir Gawain, now is my heart more heavier than ever it was tofore. Why, said Elaine. For I have great cause, said Sir Gawain. Is that knight that oweth this shield your love? Yea, truly, said she, my love he is. God would I were his love. So God me speed, said Sir Gawain. Fair damosel, ye have right. For an he be your love, ye love the most honorable knight of the world, and the man of most worship. So me thought ever, said the damosel. For never or that time, for no knight that ever I saw, loved I never none erst. God grant, said Sir Gawain, that either of you may rejoice other, but that is in a great adventure. But truly, said Sir Gawain unto the damosel, ye may say ye have a fair grace, for why I have known that noble knight this 24 year, and never or that day, I or none other knight, I dare make good, saw nor heard say that ever he bare token or sign of no lady, gentlewoman, nee maiden, at no jousts nor tournament. And therefore, fair maiden, said Sir Gawain, ye are much beholden to him to give him thanks. But I dread me, said Sir Gawain, that ye shall never see him in this world, and that is great pity that ever was of earthly knight. Alas, said she, how may this be? Is he slain? I say not so, said Sir Gawain, but wit ye well he is grievously wounded, by all manner of signs, and by men's sight, more likelier to be dead than to be alive. And wit ye well he is the noble knight Sir Launcelot, for by this shield I know him. Page 402. Alas, said the fair maiden of Astolat, how may this be, and what was his hurt? Truly, said Sir Gawain, the man in the world that loved him best hurt him so. And I dare say, said Sir Gawain, and that knight that hurt him knew the very certainty that he had hurt Sir Launcelot, it would be the most sorrow that ever came to his heart. "Now, fair father," said then Elaine, "I require you give me leave to ride and to seek him, or else I wot well I shall go out of my mind, for I shall never stint till that I find him and my brother Sir Lavaine." "Do as it liketh you," said her father, "for me sore repenteth of the hurt of that noble knight." Right so the maid made her ready, and before Sir Gawain, [1], making great dole. Then on the morn Sir Gawain came to King Arthur, and told him how he had found Sir Launcelot's shield in the keeping of the fair maiden of Astolat. "All that I knew aforehand," said King Arthur, "and that caused me I would not suffer you to have ado at the great jousts. For I espied," said King Arthur, "when he came in, till his lodging full late in the evening in Astolat." "But marvel have I," said Arthur, "that ever he would bear any sign of any damosel, for or now I never heard say nor knew that ever he bare any token of none earthly woman." "By my head," said Sir Gawain, "the fair maiden of Astolat loveth him marvellously well. What it meaneth I cannot say, and she is ridden after to seek him." So the king and all came to London, and there Sir Gawain openly disclosed to all the court that it were Sir Launcelot that jousted best.